We're off with the Phantom Dance. Some very spirited stomping and clapping going on. Very nicely done, violinists with the opening motive and theme here, playing rhythmically together. Bow direction looks very unified. Multitasking and showing coordination with the quick moves from playing to the stomping and clapping. It's wonderful to see so many of you, and the nice uniform black. A class act. I see lots of good playing positions. Good sitting up straight posture and good balance of your body and your center of gravity. There's a lot of good teaching and good solid playing going on here. I like the contrast that you've made at 21. Basses are doing a wonderful job on the steady pizzicato pulse as the rhythm section, and the dynamic and legato feel was a nice contrast to the very heavy accented foot stomping percussive section at the beginning. I'm hearing details like accents. Make sure everyone gets to the point where you can participate in that extra pinch of the bow for each of the accents in 40 and 43 and onward. Once we get to 53 with some longer half notes in the violins and violas, use lots of bow on the half notes. Many of you are using the whole bow. Join in. And if you've got a good straight bow and are using the whole bow, start to think about moving that bow a little closer to the bridge during the forte sections for the most sound from your instrument. Another good contrast here at 61. And again, for the most advanced of you, when you're doing the slurs and the whole notes in violins and violas at 61, since it's mezzo piano, use that whole bow, but just move it a little further from the bridge, slightly, still nice and straight. Ah, the pyramid wave effect was very effective at 77. Nicely done. It's really good to see some strong fourth fingers in many players, covering up the fourth finger in place of open E. Again, bravo. I could tell within just the first few lines of music that this is going to be a very enjoyable performance to hear, and that you're doing a lot of great work. It's wonderful to see some switching of places here. Different people, looks like, getting a turn to play first violin and second violin and be in different places. That's a wonderful thing. Moving forward with Bring a Torch, Janetta Isabella. Very nice violin sound. Good to hear some developing vibrato. Keep it wide and relaxed. Bravo to the violin soloists. You work on the C sharp there, violas. So get that third finger way up high, and second violins later at 34 for those C sharps. Some of you are getting it, some of you just need to stretch it and boost it a little bit higher. Very good balance. I'm hearing the melody nice and strong from violin 2 and viola. Keep it strong when you're especially on the G string, the lower range melody people. First violins and cellos use a very light bow arm, less bow weight, so you can be in the accompanimental mode. For the basses with your pizzicato, it sounds quite good. Make sure the notes that are not an open string have a very strong fretted finger. The B's and the low G's and the E's and F sharps, so they sound just as ringing and resonant as an open D or open G pizzicato or an open A. With the violin melody here at 67 in the section part, as well as the second violins at 75, again, use lots of bow, and when you have the half note plus a quarter note, save plenty of bow for the quarter note portion, so that's not an afterthought, that's a very expressive note, so lots of bow for that. What a beautiful setting. Okay, very good. And I understand from your director this is a work in progress that you've just recently begun. Bravo, soloists. It's good. You had a great start on it. It's going to be beautiful in a future concert. Continue to think about the bow. Close to the bridge, far from the bridge. Heavier arm, lighter arm. Saving the bow to have plenty left for the third beat of the measure. And that will be very nice. Sword Dance. This is one of my favorite tunes in all of its different settings. Bravo, basses and cellos. And everyone, a very nice dynamic contrast with the forte and the piano. Like the accents. Again, make sure everyone participates with a little pinch of the string, a little increased bow weight at the beginning of the note. And with all of our pizzicato as string players, we have to work extra hard to keep it steady. Continue to work. It rushed just a little bit during the pizzicato, so think of those pizzicato notes as long and heavy rhythmically, but they last a long time. Congratulations, and thank you for sharing your music here today. As I said early on, lots of great playing and great teaching, high quality repertoire that you're playing, and it's really nice to hear and see the performance today. Lots of working together. Continue to work on your own individual craft. Keep your standards high with your technical development and your position and your regular practice. And then when you come to rehearsal, celebrate the fact that this is something magical you can all do together, and keep up the great work. Now, congratulations to all the students and the directors. And thank you again for sharing your music today.